friends, this year should be a special from an army Rasi Sheikhlu, Sus Moshe Rabbi Peshadina, Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudas, Labracha Batzlach, Wachama Sayyidayim. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the book of Mishlei. Pasuk Beis, we learned that what's Mishlei about? Ladas Chachum Musar Lahavinim Rabina. And now we move on to Pasuk Gimel, after we discussed at length Pasuk Beis, Lakachas Musar Haskel Tzedek Umishpatu Mesharim, to take Musar Haskel, a ethical insight, tzedek, righteousness, mishpat, and justice, meisharim, and uprightness. The Gra writes, "Lakachas Musar Haskel, atachasi lakachas Musar Haskel, hainu sheyatzliach." Mishneamar, "Vehi David lachol drachav maskil." So as always, we're going on the based on the Torah of Moshe Zatzal. So, lakachas Musar Haskel means that the tachlis is to take a Musar Haskel. In other words, that a person should be matzliach. It says in the pasuk, "David lachol drachav maskil." David in all of his ways was maskil. Musar Haskel means David was maskil. David was matzliach. B'pashtus hatzlacha. So he's defining here. He's identifying Musar Haskel with hatzlacha. That's the growth. So b'pashtus hatzlacha is from God, and it's not totally in man. And the man was waiting to see, silent. Is God going to make him matzliach or not? It's the hand of God. Well, here we see in the Gra that even atzlacha is included in our avoda. A person has to strive to be matzliach, to be successful, and that means lakachas musar haskil. So we have to understand this. Atzlacha is as follows: HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the bria in such a tzura that everything is mechuvan to the tachlis. Everything is going to the purpose. And that's atzlacha, to reach shleimus to the tachlis. Lack of atzlacha means a chisaron b'maisa kedei lagia latachlis. A lack of atzlacha is a lack of maisa to reach the tachlis. If a person is mechavin all of his kochos to the tachlis, and he does not diverge any of his kochos elsewhere, he's going to be matzliach. Hatzlacha, going in the path with complete focus to reach the tachlis. That's hatzlacha. A lack of hatzlacha is that a person isn't going completely towards the tachlis. He has other things on his mind. The root, the mutzlach in the bria, is Yosef. He's the atzlach of the world. Vahi Hashem is Yosef, vahi ish matzliach. V'chol asher oseh, Hashem matzliach b'yado. Yosef atzadik, his midah, is that all of his kochos were mechuvin, were directed to the tachlis. That's Yosef atzadik. And that's atzlacha. Atzlacha is that everything reaches the tachlis, the musar haskel, the gra. What's the musar haskel? To be a matzliach. If you're focusing all of your kochos on doing the right thing, then you are, by definition, a matzlicha. You will reach the hatzlacha. All the kochos achayim and all the vitality of a person were created to make peres. Peres are children. Talmidim, like banim, and mitzvahs. Gemara, Sota, 46a. Aram Yochanan ben Shobin, Imam, Retorah, V'yegla, Benacha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovah, Dovah, Shalas, Peres, V'yar, V'mokom, Shainos, Peres. V'chapro, Mishalo, Nicholas, Peres. So, why do we bring this Egla Rufa? Because a person who didn't make Paris, something that doesn't make Paris, should come and be decapitated in a place that doesn't make Paris, and will be mechaper on the person that didn't allow him to make Paris. What are Paris? The Gemara says, maybe Piri of Arivia. And then the Gemara says, no, it's for a Zakein, for a Saris who can't have children. We're not going to do Egla Ruf. Egla Ruf is somebody who's killed, so he was not making Paris. So what does it mean not making Paris? So the answer is, Dorfin and Ella Mitzvah, Aranam Dorfin Ella Mitzvahs. Where it says mitzvahs, Paris, mitzvahs. They didn't allow him to make Paris, mitzvahs. Asiyas Paris is to be mechaving, to direct all of your kochos and nefesh to the tachlis. Yosef was goder atzmo min harayis. Joseph guarded himself from gilui harayis. And that's the Os Bris Kodesh. He was a tzaddik gamur. And that's his avoda. He was mechaving all of his kochos in the right direction, not chas v'shalom in other directions. And that's the biur V'inyan mitzvahs mechaber shemayim baretz, as we spoke about in previous shiurim. Mitzvahs connect heaven and earth. The Gran Lakutim at the end of Sefer Tzniusa teaches that a person, the world, and time are b'chin azakum rekeva. The chibur hanachon, the correct connection between man and the world, generates and genders a new tsuras adam and a new tsuras olam. And that's what the mitzvah is. Hachibur hanachon ben adam ve'olam molid tsurat adam chadasha v'tsurat olam chadasha zoi mitzvah. You have this correct connection between man and the world. That creates a new tsuras adam and a new tsuras adam and a new tsuras adam and a new tsuras olam, a new world, a new man, and that's a mitzvah. But when a person absorbs the world in an incorrect way, when the koach that has to be a giver ends up being a receiver, the opposite of who yimshal bach, then his kochos are makaba from the world, and then ad po their pula b'shlemus. In other words, we, the world, is in a keva. We are the zachar. We are the who yimshal bach. We are uredu b'digas hayom bof shemayim. We're supposed to be in charge of this world, take command, and give. We don't. We want to be makablim. We want to take from the world, take. That's peres b'ushim. Those are spoiled fruits. You ever eat a spoiled fruit? Yeah. All I see as peres is the correct chibur between person and tachlis. Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar calls him shanim, shehayah adam arishan ben nidui. The adam arishan was in cherem after the sin, was excommunicated. Holid ruchim b'sheidim alilim. He gave birth to evil spirits, demons. Gemara says, b'shichvazer d'chazal unse. And the shichvazer that he saw, la'onse. I won't translate, I'll see if you know what that means. The Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Zayin, explains, Ruchim Shidim Alelim, these demons, these evil spirits, are Tsuras Odom, Shalal Derech Hashlem. Man, but incomplete man. Kochos Achaim, when they're not Poel, Ela Tachlis Shalahan, when the Kochos Achaim are not going to their proper Tachlis, so their Peris aren't Bishlemus. That's what happens when there's Shechvazera, Lo'unse, so that brings about, Kabbalim teach us, as you see here from the Gemara, Ruchim Sheidim Alilim, bad creations. Because a person has this Kalach, this Kalach of Halada, and he's using it for he's not using it for what it's supposed to be used for, the tachlis. Tachlis is to make shalom bayis and to create new human beings, not chas shalom for anything else. The whole system of the world, from the highest point to the lowest point, is an outcome of zivugim, of pairing, until we get to the tachlis. That is the content of the matter that we see in numerous places in the ksavim of the Ari, that the whole bria is b'koach male, female. Everything that's made in the Bria is Zachar, the Nosein, the Nekeva, the Makabel, and then something comes out of that. What comes out of that are Peris. Mishnah, Chagiga, 11a, Ein Dorshin Arayis B'Shulshin, Ein Arayis B'Shulshin, B'lo Merkav V'Yachad, Elim Kenu Yachachim, Mev Midaita. You don't Darshin Arayis unless you have three people. You don't Darshin Arayis if you have three people. You don't Darshin Maisa Bereshis if you have two people. And you don't darshan the Merkava, the Maisa Merkava, you have one, unless this person is a Chacham Mev Midaita. These three things are Razei Torah secrets. Each one is deeper than the other. Maisa Bereshis and Merkava are Pnimius of the Torah, that's the Merkava, Bereshis, the way God runs the world. So therefore, be careful who you're teaching this to. Don't teach the Merkava B'Yachad unless it's a Chacham Mev Midaita. Don't darshan arise with three people, bad things are going to come out of it. Don't darshan maisa bereshis with two people, bad things are going to come out of it. So we understand the secret of the Torah of maisa bereshis. That's the secret of the way God runs the world. We understand maisa merkava. Those are the Torah secrets. But what's shan arayis? Why are arayis razi Torah? And the Gemara there says, it's talking about sisrei arayis that aren't mefurish b'Torah. So the explanation is as follows. Arayis are the correct zivugim in the Bria. The correct matches in the Bria. The correct pairing up in creation. That's the sugya that deals with the kochos that were given to be mezavig, to given to match up zeim ze. And kochos that that are not supposed to be mizdavek, not gila arayis. So zivug amiti is mole peres emes. That's a true zivug, true fruits. Zivug im nachris. A person makes a zivug chas shalom with a non-Jewish woman. That's a koach mushba that has no shaychus to the koach hamashpia. Vlada kamosa. In other words, it's mamash levatala. Person has a child from an intermarriage. Kid's not even Jewish. It's not even shaykh to him. We're related. If you meet Mark Zuckerberg, you say, Mark, I have some bad news for you. Moshe, whatever his Hebrew name is. Mordechai, probably. I have some bad news for you. Your kids aren't related to you. Why? What are you talking about? Yeah, they might have your DNA, but halachically, they're not your children. Vlada kamosa. And klalat yachasut shel tolada. Hopefully he'll do tshuva. Hopefully his children will convert. They'll be good Jews. So, en klalat yachasut shel tolada lemashpia vareu levatala. There's no siachasus to the tolada if it's imnachris and it's levatala. Zivuk shel erva, that makes peris that are mamzerim. That's the whole system of the bria. Zachar nekeva. The whole bria is a parsha of zivugim. Gemara, Bava Basra, 74b. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Kol Mashabar Kadosh Baruch Olam. Zachar Nekeva Bra'am. So I would see in nature, it's all about Zachar Unikeva. In the Teva, who went? Ish v'ishto. Animals, we're building a new world. It has to be Zachar Nekeva. The world started, creation, Parashas Bereishis, male, female. That's the story of Parashas Bereishis. The interaction between male and female. Famous Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, 68:4. There was a matron woman who asked Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. She said, how many days did it take God to create the world? He said, 6. She said, and what's he doing from then? And again, he says, God's making matches. Bitel shel ploni leploni, ishtel shel ploni leploni, mono shel ploni leploni. It's also a match. God matches up who your neighbors are, where you live, your wife. It's all matches. She said, that's what God says. I can do that also. I can make matches. She said, no, if it's easy, for God it's hard like Kriyas Yamsuf. So what did she do? She took 1,000 servants, male servants, this very wealthy matron woman, 1,000 shvachos, 1,000 female servants, and she just made shiduchim. There was once a cult leader, Siang Moon, in the 1970s, so he had all these followers, these brainwashed followers, and made, like, I think it was in Madison Square Garden, he made this mass wedding, you know, he married off 350 of them to the other 350, and then he promptly separated between them. So that's this, but this woman did also. She decided, all right, you're with him, you're with him, you're with him, you're with him, you're with her, you're with her, you're with her, you're with her. And then she put them together. She didn't separate them. They spent the night, these couples. The next morning, they come in, all bloody and bruised. And they didn't get along. Already on the first night, there were already problems. So she sends to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. She said, wow, you really have some God. He said, good. And he said, didn't I tell you that the Zivugim are difficult before God like Kriyas Yamsuf? Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'osel, and what does God do? Mizavgan Ba'al Korcham Shelo B'Tovasan. God makes Zivugim against their will, not for their good. That's the end of the Medrash. Interesting. Fascinating. Mamish fascinating. What does this mean? So this matron woman had the following question. Is there a metzias in the world for the mid of bria even after my separations? Or no? God only created the world, b'zelze, and that's it? Rabbi Yosef Rachalavta said, even after my separations there's bria. And what is that? Zivugim, making matches. To put two things together to make a third thing. And the matron woman wasn't satisfied. She said, oh, that's what God needs to do. I can do it. It's not part of the system of creation. I'm a human being, I can do it also. I'm not a creator. But I can also do it. I don't need any special hanhaga min hashamayim. And what ended up happening? What ended up happening was, she saw it's not true. It is God's work. She couldn't do it. She wasn't matzliach. All the system of zivugim are shaykh to tzuvas ha'adam. A person's mitzuv and avod in this world to bring everything to the tachlis. And therefore all the kochos, as much as they're shaykh to tzuvas ha'adam, are kochos of bria. So even things that are not human beings, they're also zivugim. Also in science we put things together, different elements. Animals we put together. So this is all for man to advance the Bria and to create new things, new creations. Medrash ve'ikur Rabba lamed beis hey, Rabbi Pinchas Hashem Rechia Barabba gan na'ul. It's a words in Shir HaShirim. Locked gate. The chitz of Jewish people were goaded themselves in Mitzrayim and Ha'erva, they were nigol in Mitzrayim. Yosef went down to Egypt, Godaratsim and Ayerva, Mnigdu Yisrael Bischusa. So they were careful about Arias. Yosef went down to Egypt, he was Godaratsim and Ayerva, and the Jewish people were Nigdar Bischusa. Chitzonis Hadvar, Yosef went down to Egypt to create a place. Gashmis took a place for Klal Yisrael. Pnimius, Yosef went down to Mitzrayim, Ervas Aris, the nakedness of the land, and his avoda there was, and the Nisayan of Eshes Adonav. Goder Atzum and Erva. In other words, he left all of his kochos with him, and he didn't put them on Adamus Mitzrayim. And now the Jewish people can also be Nigdar min Arayis. We can also be guarded. We can also be fenced off from Arayis, because he's preparing the place for Am Yisrael, and he had this Nisayim. Is he going to use his kochos for something that's not supposed to be used for? And he overcame. He did not do so. And because of that, he gave us the power also to go down to Mitzrayim to be Nigdar min Arayis. The Jewish people weren't Mishana Shemam, Lashonam, Malbushim, like we know in the Medrash. That's what's special about Amis Ben Israel and Eretz Mitzrayim. What's the common denominator? Common denominator is that's how a person reveals himself to his surroundings. His name, that's how people know him. That's the beginning of the tefisa people have in this person. We also know God through his names, Kaviyachal. Language, they didn't change their language. You don't need language. You live in your own internal world. Language is to relate to other people. That's the tzura of an individual. That's the form. He can connect to other people to create a community, a nation. Clothing, Klape himself, he doesn't need clothing. What do you need clothing for? For other people. It's the way you relate to other people. That's the avoda of Yosef. To be mafne, to turn all of your kochos into the tchum of avoda. Nothing goes out for nothing. And the shoresh is gedar arayis. That's the parsha where a person has to make sure, it's the yisod, that's the midah yisod, that a person has to make sure that all of his kochos go in the right direction to make the proper peros and not improper peros. Melamed sheisom mitzuyanim sham. That's where darshan shalshinu sham lurusham. What is mitzuyanim? Miloshon tzion. Tzion, bigamatria, Yosef. That was Yosef. He was mitzuyan. He was marked off. That's what the word mitzuyan means. Let's say en, tziyun, mark. That's why we say extraordinary, mitzuyan, because that's what he was. He guarded himself. He was out of the ordinary. He guarded himself. Medrash ve'ikur Rabba lamed beis hey, v'lo nitzach ha'men paretz be'erva. There was only one. Ushmo imo shulamis baz divri lamate dan. Only one woman went off, and it wasn't even on purpose. That was the chiddush of Yosef's avoda. Anam shel avodim, in this eretz that shtufas zima, that's totally licentious, and nevertheless there was only one who went off and slept with the mitzri. The mid of Yosef is called Yisod. Bir advarim, that is the foundation of Klal Yisrael. The binyan of Klal Yisrael is in the parsha of the relationship after the avos and the chain from generation to generation. This binyan is founded on the foundation of, is built on the foundation of Shemiras HaBris. Bris, covenant, bris milah, is the yisod. And that's how the Jewish people continue. Yosef is Mamshech Klal Yisrael after the Avos. Eil Toldos Yaakov, Yosef. He's the Hemshech. And that's why, Zok the Maharal, the Rafutna has a beautiful mimer about this. The Misa of Yosef is mentioned in Sefer Bereishis, Sefer Avos, and in Sefer Shemos, Sefer Abanim. Yosef is both, he has the Koach of Av, he also has the Koach of Banim. He is the Chulya that connects between Avos and Banim. The Shoresh, the root of being Mafkia Yachas, of disconnecting relationship, Mitzrayim. Rashi, Gemara, Yevamos, 98b. Ein Av Lemitzri. Mitzri doesn't have an Av. Avkerech Mano Lazare. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mafkir, their Zera. As it says in the verse, Bisar Chamarim Bisaram, Vizir Mas Zusim Zir Masam. Their flesh, like the flesh of donkeys. Their flow is like the flow of horses. So Ein Av Lemitzri. Hashem is Mafkir, their Zera. There's no Yichus. That's the Sharish Havka Shel Yachas. Now, Goyim do have an Inyan of Yachas, and therefore they're called an Am. Am Yisrael has the complete Koach of Yachas. So the same Kiyotze Behem. And that's the Yitzir of Am Yisrael Betoch Mitzrayim. We're called Zera Emes, True Seed. Yirmiyo, chapter 2, verse 21. Emes, Aleph, first letter, Mem, middle letter, Tuf, last letter, Tchila, Emsa, Sof, Bishlemus. That's the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael. Our Zera is true from beginning to end. That's the complete relationship, and therefore we have to keep the Shemiras HaBris. That is so fundamentally important. That's why today we have in the United States of America about 70% intermarriage. South America, I think it's more. It's mamish geferlich that we are losing our yachas, losing our yisod, a tragedy. Kol Bria, the whole creation stands in the system of pairs, matches. By wife, we find two things. Number one, in Gashmias, through her, he is Poel, his Pu'ulos, his physical Pu'ulos in this world, and therefore his wife is called Beso. So it's not only about her giving birth to children, but he is his place in creation. This is the Kan Mitztamtzem Tchum Havayato Shel Adam Ba'olam. So she is, allows him to be, to exist, to carry out his purpose in this world. And also, that's in the his wife in Gashmias, and then there's his chelik in Torah. That's called Bazugo, right? The wife is called that before he's born, and also they teach him Torah. They teach him Torah, and you have to go back and learn and find your Bazug. You have to find your kochas ruchan. You have to find your chelik in Torah. You have to find where you excel in Torah. What you can give the world in Torah. What you can teach, and then bring out spiritual children. Talmidim, Chedushei Torah, new ideas, mitzvahs, all the kochos. The person has to immerse, submerge in his house, and his wife, focusing on his wife, Chashan, not anyone else's. She's the person with whom you build and you create your spiritual, you fulfill your spiritual purpose in this world, and in Torah as well, focus on your Torah, not other people's Torah. I mean, obviously you learn other people's Torah, but your chelik is not going to be their chelik. And everybody has their own havana, everyone has their own understanding, everyone has their own talmidim. We all have to have talmidim, if we can. Rambam Paskins, every chacham has to teach talmidim. And today, I think we're all b'chinas chacham, because most Jews don't even know the aleph base. And if you're listening to this, chances are that you do. And if you don't, and you're listening to this and you understand it, then you're doing pretty well. And that's the connection between Shemayim and Arts. Ramban, at the beginning of Bereishis, the first Bria was creating heavens and earth. What's heavens and earth? A mashpia and a makabel. Heaven is mashpia. The skies give, they give rain. The earth, makabel. And then what happens? When it rains, peiros, beautiful fruits, vegetables, so much. That's the marechet, again, of matches, pairs. They come together and they create something new. Two chavrusas, sitting and learning, exchanging ideas, and they come out with new ideas. Every time, very often you read Svar, open up, and he said, I'd like to thank my chavrusa with whom I developed these ideas. Ki chol b'shamayim uvaretz, the content of avoda is to be mechavin all your kochos to that place where they have to be mechuvin to be pol your pula b'shlemos. Ki chol b'shamayim uvaretz, the zivug of shamayim uvaretz, and then you get to the kol, matria 50, chamishim shari bina, that's what reaches you this place. The kol is kol everything, famous vasemis, and sefer reishis. A lot of Torah in there. Hatzlacha, back to Hatzlacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in such a form that It always answers the koach ha'po'ah. Kochos ha'po'ula are matzliach when they reach those places where they're supposed to be activated. Choser atzlacha is when you do the pula in the wrong place. In other words, you're doing a certain avoda, and that's because, oh, I wasn't successful. Why? Because your avoda wasn't in the right place, or wasn't with all the kochos. Choser atzlacha, kasher ha'po'ula inan f'elet al ha'makom ha'ra'ui. Kol tochan ha'avoda ba'olam hazeh, you have your kochos ha'pula, and atzlacha is that you find you're really good at real estate, you find the right real estate firm, you get into the business, you make a lot of money, and you're matzlich in your real estate business, and you find the right shul, you're mechavin your kochos to that shul, you help build up the shul, you like davening in the shul, relationships, you focus your wife, your children, family. These are all zivugim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made between you and other people, and you have to, particularly men by nature are not monogamous people, because that's just the way God created us, but the avod in this world is to be mechaving all your kochos to that one person, and with that you make the best peros, and you hope you find your true zivug, and then it will be more successful. But the idea of success, be mechavin all your kochos to that other person, and then making that proper match. Yosef is matzliach. He doesn't look to this side or to that side. He's always focused on your avoda. Those are great people. If you ever read a biography of a great person, you find something mamish mayridik. And that is that great people have this knack for always being focused on the goal. That's what they're focused on. They're not looking to this side, they're not looking to that side. They have their avoda, Rabbi Yashiv, every day, wakes up at 2:30 in the morning, heats up some water, by 2:35 this guy has his cup of coffee or whatever it was, starts his day, davened every day at the same time, didn't even daven vasikin, he didn't want his schedule to change, he had his kavua schedule, he does his whatever, how many hours of learning, 4 hours before his davening, 6:30 minyan, I think it was, and then he has his schedule, what he does, his usual day, his 20 hour day, and he never lost sight of his goal. Chazer, kol Torah kula, give shiurim, write tzvarim, paskin shailas, what he was doing with his day. And this is one example, but obviously there are many. These are people who are focused on the goal. They're matzliach. They never lose sight. They're not looking at other people's avoda. He didn't wake up in the morning and say, why aren't I Reb Shlomo Karlbach? I should be singing, storming my guitar and being makariv people. He realized that's not his avoda. And Shlomo Karlbach didn't wake up in the morning saying, why are you not Rabbi Yashiv? His avoda is Zukirv. And everybody has their avoda, and you're mechavin all your kochos in that direction, and you're matzliach. Gemara, Zvachim, 112b, Bo Lishilo, they came to Shilo, Kochei Kochim, read it inside the climb. Kachim Kalim, Maisu Sheni B'chol Aroan. You have to be inside the climb, the curtains of the Mishkan, in order to eat the Kachim Kalim, Kachim Kachim, the holier Kachim, and the Kachim Kalim, the lighter Kachim, and Maisu Sheni B'chol Aroan, as long as you can see it, as long as you can see Shila. Rabbi Abo says, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Aleayim, an eye that didn't want to be Nana from what wasn't his, is going to eat Kimeloi Neha. Is going to now eat as far as the eye can see. Shilo was in the chalik of Yosef. Yosef didn't look at what he was not supposed to look at, and therefore Shilo was in his chalik. As long as you can see it, you can eat your meiser. Ben parati meiser sheni ben kachim kalim, because he was mekadesh his eyes. So therefore, it's going to be b'chol aroah. As long as you can see Shilo, which is chalik of Yosef, you're cool. You can eat. Ben parat Yosef ben parat alei ein. The parshas Vayechi, chapter 29, verse 22. Rashi, porat, milashon, piriya, viriviya. Porat is milashon, reproducing, piriya viriviya. That is the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. His peros are bishlemus. Why? Why is Yosef good at this? Because his kochos are all focused on where they should be. He has no yitzia outside of where he's supposed to look. Ayin, that's where all the problems begin. Ayin roe, leiv chomed. You look outside and you start seeing things, and then you get in your imagination, in your head, all this nonsense. When you're mechavim, when you're sholed on your eyes, you're controlling your eyes, That's where you're supposed to be. And memela, you're going to have koach of the eye, and you're going to be able to eat b'chol haroa, and a lot of other ideas that we're not going to go into now. Yosef is mekabel the brachas, and b'chol yivrech Yisrael leimor yisimchalim kefrayim mechamenashe. Ephraim, lashon piri of Arivia, peiros, that's where the brachas of Yosef came to his peiros. I want to give you a bracha, Yaakov said, he blesses his children. B'mokom atzlacha, that's where you have the true peiros, the Ephraim, the Hafreya. That's where God gives his true brachas. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1. Madua derech Rishayim tzlecha. Why is the derech of Rishayim successful? Jeremiah asked. The Bria was created in such a way that sometimes even the Rishayim are successful. And they are focusing their kochos also in one direction, not the right direction, but in one direction. And that's the Tain of the Navi. Why did Hashem create the Bria in such a way that besides the Eshes Chayil, who is humble, who is modest to her husband, there's also an Eshes Nunim, that this prostitute woman, that a person sends out his kochos in the wrong way, Rahman al Itzlan. And that's what happens with the Eshes Nunim. She's Tovas Bepeh. And he says, why are the Derech Hashem Tzlecha? They have their matches also. And their Matzlecha and their matches. But obviously that's not going to create true Paris. You want to have true Paris in this world, my sweet friends? That's my advice. Take all of your kochos and don't waste any of them on nonsense. Just focusing on the right thing and creating Paris. Torah, your chelik in Torah, Talmidim, anyone you're able to teach, your children, your wife, and if you're focusing your kochos in the right places, and they're not spread to places they're not supposed to go, then you'll be matzliach. The people who are not here, not there, and their kochos are wasted on silly things, then they're not matzliach in this world. So we learned a lot about hatzlacha, about peiros, and about how the world is built on zachar and nekeva, male, female, heaven, earth, creating new Paris, and that's also right, each day has a ben zug, right, like Chazal tell us, Sunday with Monday, Tuesday with Wednesday, Thursday with Friday. Who's the ben zug of Shabbos? Am Yisrael, that's our zug. Our zug is the world of Ruchnias. That's the main task of Klal Yisrael, to spread Ruchnias to the world. That's our as Rav Kook discusses this a lot, the psychology of the nations, and each nation has something in which they excel, and with Klal Yisrael it's Ruchnias. So we should be zochem to Hashem to produce a lot of great payers. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot of Chashev Inyanim, and hopefully we'll continue in the next year. We have a lot to do and a lot to look forward to. Great, great stuff coming up in Mirtz Hashem. God should give us life, hope, health, and everything we need financially. We should have everything we need to be able to continue together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest beloved friends.